It's been about a year since my school found my channel, and I thought that that would be the weirdest thing. You know, from this whole YouTube career, I thought that school finding my channel, that would be the weirdest. I was very, very wrong. So wrong. Today, I'm going to be telling the story of how I've started getting recognized, all right? Like, the 3 steps up from my school finding my channel. Listen, I know lots of YouTubers get recognized, right? Lots of YouTubers have people come up to them, but I feel like I've had it a bit weirder than others. And now, I don't know if you've seen, I've been being in lots of the Sidemen videos at the moment, which my school has let me know, right? They are like the biggest UK YouTubers. And all of the comments, they hate me so much in every comment section. That's because, boys, people usually find me annoying at first. I don't know why. Maybe it's my devilishly good looks. I do know why. Now, boys, if you do enjoy this video, please do subscribe, all right? We're coming up on like 7 million subscribers now, which is just stupid. This whole story starts when I had about 3,000 subscribers. I used to go to gaming events back when they were open and the world wasn't shit. I would go to like gaming events. You can even see me, you know, like Will and E now and the biggest British YouTubers just in the background of photos. But unfortunately, that's not the weird part of YouTube we're getting into today. So I know what it's like to see YouTubers get recognized. I've seen it loads. I've watched the Odd Ones Out video on it. But all of theirs are pretty tame. Nothing really... It's fine. It's just a little bit awkward. It's not weird. This is. So the other big thing that happened to me almost a year ago as this video coming out is my entire school found my channel. And now that sounds like something that would be all right. You know, you'd be able to get through it. It wasn't. That was one of the worst things ever. And I thought that that was going to be kind of the general biggest thing that would happen. And then the world went into a national lockdown. And that was even weirder than my school finding my channel. So I spent months sat inside, right? And in this lockdown, it all went crazy. So I went from about 100,000 subscribers to on the last day of lockdown hitting 1 million, which is mental, right? Fuck me, man. It was so weird spending every... It was the first time I fucked up my sleep schedule. But it was worth it because in that time, we fucking... I grinded so fucking much with my mate Tubbo. And all we would do is spend every living hour working on YouTube. In about August, after hitting 1 million subscribers, I started going outside a little bit more, right? Now, I was walking to the local park, and as I was walking there, I was listening to some rap music, probably some Drake, and there was a kid and his sister across the side of the road, and they were looking at me a little bit. The thing that I've noticed British people do, which I'm not sure if they do in America, because in America, you probably smile at them, right? Not here. We do this thing where we get our AirPods and we stand up straighter and we go... And then something very, very strange happened. As they looked up at me, and I took out one AirPod. They didn't get my 2 AirPods. And they went, "Excuse me, are you Tommy Innit?" "Yes, yes, yes, I am. You know, hey, oh, I like your videos. I just live around the block." I've never been that freaked out because that was the first time it happened. I didn't even know what to do at that point. And then I walked away from them and I rang my friend Aaron and I was very calm. And I went, "Aaron, someone has just came up to me from my YouTube video. I'm the next KSI, Aaron. I'm going to be in the Sidemen. I'm going to do videos with the Sidemen." Okay. That's cool. So after that day, I got in a call with Wilbur and Phils of Minecraft. And I went, "Guys, someone came up to me today. What do you do when that happens, Will? This isn't a thing I even thought about would start happening to me yet. I haven't been outside for 8 months, man. I have bloodshot eyes." And Wilbur said to me, "Listen, here's what you got to do. When someone recognizes you, you got to just look at them and politely ask them. If they're in a close distance of you and you want to, just ask, 'Hey, do you want a photo?'" And I said, "Wilbur, I actually think you would sound very obnoxious asking that, Wilbur." And he went, "No, trust me." And then he explained it to me in more depth and it made a lot of sense. But still, wanker. Now, a few weeks after this call, I started going to college. And I was incredibly apprehensive about if I should tell my college about my channel or not. Because, dude, I was so worried about how people were just fucking treating me differently and everything being weird. And right as I was at the pinnacle of being nervous, on the day I thought I was going to start telling people, someone came up to me from my college on the way into college. And I thought that was weird. I was not ready for this, all right? This was the second time I've ever been recognized. It was just this guy. He just looked up at me and went, "Hey, you're Tommy Innit." And I went, "Ah." He went, "Yeah, man, you're Tommy Innit. Can I get a photo?" And I was like, "Oh, thank God he asked me. I didn't even have to use a Wilbur tattoo." "Sure, sure, man." And I was like, "Oh, God. Oh, God, this is going to be the fucking hardest. This is going to be the hardest day ever. I do not want to tell my college about my channel. As you know, if you've already seen that video, I did end up doing it, and it went great, man. It went so well. I thought that was going to be the biggest thing to get my head around with this YouTube thing. Done. I was incredibly wrong. I was so wrong. We haven't even gotten to the big day yet. After this, the best thing ever happened. I used to go climbing with my pals, and we were sat eating tacos, which if you don't know is the, what are they called? Burritos, which if you don't know is the world's messiest fucking food. You're trying to eat and go, and I was about to just dig into a fucking massive burrito, and this girl and this boy just came up to me, and they looked at me right as I was about to just chomp into this big ass thing, and they went, "Hey, are you friends with George Not Found?" And I looked up at them, and I looked at Aaron, and I went, "Yes, yes, I am." And then I got a photo with them, and they posted it on Reddit. That's how I knew they were cool. And they were a couple, and they posted it, and they were like, "Yeah, we met Tommy." But other things kept happening. For example, I would be in college walking just through like the city kind of mall thing. There was this massive photo of James Charles. And I had the pure phenomenon slash curse of having James Charles call me homophobic because I killed him in Among Us. Oh my God.
I will not be giving any clues, but I just want to know whoever did it, and I know who it is, you're homophobic.
And so whenever we went past the makeup place, I'd look at him and go, "That man called me homophobic." And the girls in the college group, they didn't appreciate that. They liked me much less. They thought I was a wrong'un. And the other really weird thing that happened is I was at college and I walked over to this bin and a horde of girls came up to me. And believe me, I get this lots. And they recognized me, which was really cool. I got photos with them. And then they went on TikTok and they made a little TikTok about it. And I was like, the fuck? And then, just after that happened, is I was in college, and I was stood there with my Costa, and I just got filmed. Someone just filmed a video of me and put it, and it was just me just stood there very awkwardly. And I was like, what the fuck? And it's not like that bad, it's not that funny. It was just weird. But then came the big day. So, it started in the morning as I was walking up to the bus stop, and I shit you not, I was on the phone with Dream and Quackity, Bad Boy Halo, and George. And I was walking up to the bus stop, and from across the side of the road, there were these like three kids. and they all three of them, and the alpha of the pack looked at me and went, "Tommy, if you had to choose between 1,000 women and Vicstar, who would you pick?" And I looked at them, and Dream and them were like, "What the fuck is what?" They were just laughing, and I was stood there, and I went, "Vicstar." That was so funny. So I walked past that going, that was weird. And I chatted with them a little bit on the bus until I stopped on that call. And I went into college. And now I was just walking through the bus station. And the coolest thing ever happened. This girl was just walking past me. And she saw me and just froze. She came up to me and was like, "Oh my God, I love you." I was, thank you. And I got a photo. And then she got out a notepad. And she had fucking like drawings of the fucking red and white shirt. I was like, holy shit, this is so cool. This is like an actual thing that happens. Just as I thought I couldn't get any better, she was like, "Me and my girlfriend love your videos." I was like, she's a chick, yes! This is so epic! And I was so, oh dude, if I literally felt so bad there was COVID, I would have given her the fucking coolest fist bump. But it all went downhill from there. And I was just stood outside Greg's. And I don't know if you've noticed, for some reason or another, electric scooters have just really came back into fashion in the past like few months. And so this couple was drove past me and they just went, "Hi, Tommy!" And then just kept going. And I was with my college group and they just looked at me like, and I was stood there very awkwardly like, ah, okay. But it wasn't as peculiar as an hour later. And just please let me reemphasize all of these like three stories I've told so far, all in the same day, is I was at college and I went, I need the toilet, as I often do. And I was in the toilet and someone just looked at me and went, "Hi, Tommy." Hi. And they weren't being weird or anything, but there's, you know, like, what are they going to do? Like, toilets are close quarters, right? And it was fine. I just looked at him and was like, hi, this is weird, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, this is weird. Yeah. And so I said hello, and that was weird. And then I went back to my college friend. I was like, yeah, someone just came up to me in the toilet. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is weird. But then what I think was the world's, and this was the one that just made it for me. This changed my entire life, all right? This was the big one, boys. This was the top of the big day. The day that changed it all. The day that made me go, oh, shit, okay. This is real now. This whole YouTube thing that's always just been a dream since I started. This is happening to me now. Was I was walking back from college, right? And dare I unsettle you all for a second with a girl. Now, listen to me. We weren't holding hands or anything. We weren't fucking making out or anything, though I wish we were. Oh, God, she's... Oh, God, no, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, hi. That was a joke. Fucking really hope they never show this video in college. And we were just walking, right? And we were just chatting, as I do, because I have so many women friends. Although, this was my first. Someone from a school just was walking past from the other end. This guy looks from across the road, and he looks at me dead in the eyes, and he's got that look in his eye where I know, oh, fuck, it's coming, isn't it? Oh, fuck. He just says the simple line that I will never forget, ever. He went, Vicstar would be proud. A complete stranger. Just because he saw me with a girl. But there is one final twist that really changed everything. One final thing. And I know, you know, you thought that the Vicstar kid, that was the end of all of this, right? That how can it get any more peculiar? Well, it did. Because I met a hater. Now, the thing recently is I've been in a lot of Sidemen videos. I mentioned at the beginning of the stream, right, about the Sidemen and how every viewer finds me annoying. And that would be fine if it wasn't for fucking 3/4 of the 16-year-olds of Britain watching them. And the thing about the Sidemen is I've never really been too into them. I found their diss tracks really funny a couple years ago because I've watched them. Fucking Mini Minter, though, has been nothing but mean to me, all right? I met him and he was like, my name's Mini Minter. I did a diss track on a Deji. I was speaking to Mini Minter and I believe I made a joke about hitting 10 million before him. And he was like, yeah, right. My name's Mini Minter. Yeah, right. I am mean.
Opinions on Tommy
and
it.
He's a dickhead.
But if we can hit 10 million before him, I know it's this late into the video and it ruins the immersion, but please, if you don't still find me annoying yet, I would incredibly like to hit 10 million before him. Even though it'll make the Sidemen haters hate me even more, please do subscribe. The day before making this, I had my PB. And I had my personal best because I was out with Erin and we were just trying to chillax, right? Just in the park. And I had, so on the big day, 7 people came up to me. And on this day, I had 9 people come up to me, which is my record. And so right as we were about to have our last person recognize me, we were trying to leave the park, all right? Because I'd had so many people came up to me. And we were just hanging out, man. Before I was going to upload my video, I just wanted to go and hang out in the park for a few hours, right? While Big Man Larry was at home editing. We were walking back from the park. Well, I really wanted to get home because I actually had a call with Mr. Beast I had to get to. And I was like, God, I need to go and talk about numbers with Mr. Beast. We need to get home quick, Erin. Let's scoff down my fish and chips. And so I was trying to get home as quick as I could, and we were walking down the main path, all right? And as we were walking down, we saw these two guys in front of us. And they looked, well, one of them looked like the type of guy that would probably make fun of me in school. And he looked at me and he went, your channel is ass. And I was like, dead into my eyes. And I'd never had this happen before. Me and Erin looked at each other and just burst out laughing. We just lost our shit because he was like 2 years younger than me. And we just didn't know how to react because he looked at me and went, it's ass, bro. Because it was obviously dead serious and obviously fair enough to him. He's been watching the Sidemen videos. They cut me to look incredibly annoying. But me and Erin, and bearing in mind, we're both like 6 foot. Erin's like 6'1", I'm like 6'3". He couldn't have beaten us up unless he tried to. And so we just lost our shit laughing. And then he saw us laughing and he was angry. And he looked over and went, your channel is shit. And me and Erin were so confused. We were like, holy shit, all right. And so then we kind of hurried up a little bit because you see he had quite a large anger in his tone when he started, your channel is shit. But we would have been all right. But then the nicest thing happened, man. The absolute nicest thing happened is you know how I said he was with some other guy? The other guy he was with ran after us and came up to me and went, hey, I'm really sorry about my friend. I'm really sorry. can I get a photo? And I went, of course you can, mate. If you did enjoy, then please subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. You can watch all of the other fucking saga from these videos. They're on the screen right now. How my school found my channel and how my college did. But holy shit, this has been weird, boys. This has been so weird.